The state's redistricting board is wrestling with changing the voting district map to match this decade's census figures. But other groups are submitting alternative plans of their own. And as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, three statewide scenarios are competing for public attention.
Vince Beltrami is a union official by vocation and something of a political activist. He's one of the faces behind a civic group called Alaskans for Fair Redistricting, which has submitted its own plan to the state redistricting board.
I mean, certainly it's important to preserve the voice of rural Alaska. And it's also important, I think, in the urban areas to make sure that the districts that are designed are neighborhood-based districts, that people in the same districts have things in common, you know, socioeconomically and otherwise.
AFFR's plan is backed by several Alaska Native corporations, according to its organizers. AFFR's Vicky Otte says 10 years ago, it was AFFR's balanced redistricting plan that was upheld by the courts.
Well, if you look at what we have today in our legislature, you have a Senate that is made up of 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats. I believe that's a fair and balanced legislature. You look at the House, it is almost just as equal.
Beltrami says AFFR's plan guards against gerrymandering or the practice of manipulating voting district lines to favor one party. AFFR's plan keeps the North Slope as it is now and draws two statewide rural districts stretching ribbon-like from the state's eastern boundary with Canada to the Bering Sea. AFFR's Karl Mars says the 2001 district map gives the Bush caucus some power. Mars says more recent shifts in population could skew Alaska Native representation in Juneau. Under the Federal Voting Rights Act, the state redistricting effort must preserve minority voting strength, and State Department of Justice rules forbid retrogression of the number of minority voting districts unless it is, quote, unavoidable. With rural populations declining, that has become redistricting's challenge.
Anchorage is one of the newest communities in Alaska, yet now it's the largest. Its population is the newest to Alaska, and yet rural Alaska tends to be left out in the cold. If you look at it from a dollar resource standpoint, the 90% of the money, if not more, that's made for the state coffers comes out of rural Alaska.
AFFR is concerned that four out of the five appointed state redistricting board members are Republicans. Only one is a Democrat. Republican Party of Alaska Chair Randy Riedrich says he's only a volunteer working for another group with an alternative redistricting plan, the similarly named Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting. Riedrich spoke in favor of the AFFER's plan at a recent redistricting board public hearing.
I encourage the board to consider the Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting plan and map, which does consider the major creeks, roads, assembly sections, and community councils in Anchorage and uses similar factors throughout the state.
Riedrich says the AFFER plan is still undergoing some fine-tuning, but in essence it keeps the Alaska Native influence districts and the majority minority districts. It creates a Native influence voting district in Southeast.
To build a voting rights district so that Alaska Natives have an opportunity to still influence the election of one House rep.
AFFER's plan follows Anchorage Assembly boundaries for state election districts, he says. A third plan, the Rights Coalition plan, is endorsed by the Democratic Party of Alaska. Rights Coalition spokesman Leonard Lawson says the builders of the rights map started with the numbers from 10 years ago.
So we've made sure that we hit each of the important numbers for percentages for influence district and majority-minority districts from 10 years ago. All across the board, we have tried to stay within the bounds and avoid retrogression by having the exact same number of districts as the current plan does when it was drawn.
Lawson says the rights plan is nonpartisan and not a move to create another progressive district. It does respect borough and city boundaries and keeps existing districts where it makes sense, he says. And Lawson says it keeps House districts contiguous, unlike some aspects of the redistricting board's plan.
We're not sure whether or not it's constitutional to have non-contiguous House districts. If you take a House district from over here and you pair it with another House district over there, are they still getting their same voice, especially in the Senate, that they deserve?
The State Redistricting Board does not endorse any of the alternative plans. The Redistricting Board is holding public hearings in small communities throughout the state this week and next. A statewide public hearing is set for May 6th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.